You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
They're doubling and tripling down on failure at a time when we may be in recession, at a time when the American people are hurting in so many different ways. For them to actually consider raising taxes, especially on job-creating businesses and the like, packing their climate agenda in there, I'm heartily disappointed in Senator Manchin for caving in right now. And it just shows us the frailty that we have when we as Republicans and Americans are dependent on a Democratic majority to do the right thing. They just won't.
They just won't. And he's absolutely right. This is July 29, 2022. We are live streaming, as I speak, at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you to the Rumble page. You'll see previous postings. You'll also see where you can push a button and join us live in studio. Welcome. And a reminder, if you ever miss any of our programs, you can always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and get the audio, or to our Rumble account. We will send them to you. Just give us your email, subscribe, no cost. We'll send them to you. Make sure you don't miss anything. Now, that was Congressman Chuck Flashman, Republican of Tennessee, talking about the so-called, as Biden and now company want to call it, the Inflation Reduction Act. Make no mistake about this. This is a retread of the Build Back Better. And you heard him mention Senator Chuck Manchin of West Virginia. Manchin was against and torpedoed Biden's Build Back Better plan because he said, no more money for green plan energies. No more green pie in the sky things. Not going to do that. Well, they took some out. They took some out. But this new Inflation Reduction Act, by taxing you, is going to lower your inflation. There's not a single person out there that can explain how that's going to work. Not even those who passed it. It is a shim, a flim-flam, a behind-the-curtain scheme. It is a scam from the word one. $739 billion in new taxes, and $369 billion of that for green projects. And Manchin apparently might have made the deal and decided to go along with it, because they were offering him permits to get a gas line out of West Virginia into other states so his state could make money that way. And then we have the COVID relief monies. More COVID relief monies thrown in there. And, of course, the Obamacare plan still in existence, money going in there. Speaking of COVID relief monies, we have blue cities and states that have been abusing COVID dollars. In the state of, or rather in the city of St. Louis, they've been abusing it. The mayor wants to take it, and she's going to use it for various things that are not COVID relief. They just decide it's our own little pocket of money. We'll do what we want. And that's what they're doing. And we've got others that are doing the same thing. They are looking at how can we use this for something else. In New Jersey, the governor is using COVID-19 funds intended for Americans to pay illegal aliens. They're using the money to pay illegal aliens. Full abuse of the COVID dollars. In the meantime, speaking of aliens, the D.C. mayor and the New York City mayor say, we need help. We need federal help. Please help us. We got so many aliens here. They might have 4,000 to 5,000 that are in their area now. That number crosses the border along what was our southern border almost daily. Our guest today will be James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation on our military readiness. Are we ready or not? And what about Pelosi's trip to Taiwan? Good idea or not? And what about the exchange for the world NBA player Griner to get her out of a Russian prison? And the GOP Dem baseball game last night, the GOP wins the second straight game, 10-0, but one of the Democrats walks past the bench for the Republicans and flips them the finger. And then you've got Zelensky and his wife in the midst of the Ukraine crisis and war and famine, posing for a photo for Vogue magazine. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, we need space, and we need the federal government to be involved. So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate. The number of people crossing the border seeking asylum, we expect to only go up. And we need to make sure that there is a national response.
Yeah, we need a national response because we're expecting even more illegals to show up in D.C. That's the mayor of D.C., Bowser. And she is convinced that they're going to be flooded with illegals, and they don't have the funds to pay for all this. They don't have the funds to add to their resources. They're trying to take care of their citizens, which supposedly are Americans, and all these illegals are coming in. And, of course, she's blaming Governor Greg Abbott from Texas and the state of Arizona for busing illegals into her city and dumping them off at the bus depot. She said they tricked them into thinking they could go to D.C. and go anywhere they want. I don't know what they really told them or not, but they did put them on a bus and send them to D.C., which is something I had long advocated for, long ago. Go ahead and send them into these northern cities, these blue cities and states, and see how they like it when they're in their backyard. Because aside from what Governor Abbott has sent up, the Arizona governor apparently has not sent any illegals to D.C. Abbott sent maybe 4,000 over a period of time. And that might be a stretch of the numbers, but we've got Bowser who's now saying, we need to activate the National Guard. We're at a tipping point. We're at a tipping point in D.C. We have 4,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in recent weeks. There's been a damn tipping point along our, quote, southern border for months under the Biden administration. Now, the Biden administration is quietly, without making a lot of noise about it, working to close a section of the wall in Arizona, which has been a hot spot for many illegals to come through into that state. They're not making a big deal about it. They just told them, go back to work. Go back to work, put the wall up in that area. And yet they continue their nightly flights, dropping illegals off all across the country by plane, the middle of the night, into cities that not even notified they're coming. They wake up the next day and went, where'd all these people come from? UFO must have dropped them off in the night. No, that UFO was the Biden administration. They don't notify the local cities are coming. They don't notify the local states. And the pressure that it creates on communities is real. I'm not denying that the mayor of D.C. has a concern about how to do it and what to do, but it just didn't seem to bother you, did it, when it was happening thousands of miles to the south, especially in that red state of Texas. Let them suffer. Let them suffer. Up here, we're just fine. No. You have 4,000 and you're worried about that? Let me give you a comparison. She's complaining about 4,000 dropped off in her city by buses sent up by Greg Abbott. Whatever reason, he didn't force the illegals to get on the bus. I don't know if they said, hey, do you want to go to our nation's capital? Or do you want to go to D.C. and then maybe you can go closer, you'll be closer to New York if that's where you want to go, or wherever. I don't know what they were told. It doesn't make any difference. They came across illegally, which they shouldn't have, and he can't take care of them along his communities and his areas, so he sent them to D.C. She's complaining about 4,000. Take note of this. Yesterday, migrants crossing during the hottest part of the day, temperatures exceeding 100 degrees, mostly single adults, Cuban, Venezuelan, Nicaraguan, walking nearly a mile from the riverbank after being guided across by the cartel smugglers. They simply surrendered to Border Patrol agents, sorted by nationality and preparation for transfer to a nearby processing center. Some of them, because of the heat, just couldn't walk. They had to be helped and assisted by the Border Patrol. There were mixed in with them some family units with small children. They also said that right at the Mexican border city of Piedras Negras had been traveling in the U.S. for longer than 2 months, all of them part of a caravan they gathered in southern Mexico near the Guatemalan border, and got travel documents from the National Institute of Migration in Mexico to proceed through Mexico, if they could do it. Gave them 30 days to get through Mexico and out of Mexico. Bowser's complaining about 4,000 over a period of weeks in her city. This was a group of 400 in one day, in one crossing of the Rio Grande. This is the Eagle Pass, part of the Del Rio sector, another hot spot. Bowser's been complaining. New York City Mayor Adams has suddenly recognized, oh my God, we have a problem here.
This is a real burden on New Yorkers as we're trying to do the right thing. We already have an overburdened shelter system. So now we're talking about, as you stated, food, clothing, school. This is going to impact our schools because we do not turn away individuals because they're undocumented. Translation services. There's just a whole host of things that this is going to produce, and that's why we need help.
They need help, and they want federal help because they don't have the budget in New York City to take on additional like that. There are no cities and counties and even southern states that have money for added influxes like this. And they've just been told to make it happen. This is part of the new progressive America. Everybody's welcome. Well, of course everybody's welcome. We're a nation built of immigrants. But even those who came here legally as immigrants along the border right now, even though they may be Hispanic, they don't want all this illegal migration coming across their areas, and many of them may be settling into their areas. It will deplete resources of their community and their schools, their health, and everything else. That's why Mayor Flores won in that special election in a Texas county that was Democrat, won by Biden also. For decades, she flipped it red. There are two other congresswomen, Hispanic congresswomen, Republicans, who are probably going to win in their districts because, as Myra Flores has pointed out, we know and appreciate hard work. This is not the way to get into America. My family came here. She was born in Mexico City. She came here legally with her parents, and now she is a member of U.S. Congress. They don't want all the Biden policies. They can see what's happening with the economy. Many of them are strong, staunch Catholics. They do not believe in abortion. And now they're being flooded by illegals on a constant basis. Miriam Bowser complaining in D.C. about 4,000 and nearly 130,000 had crossed the Texas border just in the month of June. She got 4,000 of them. And Mayor Adams saying, well, we're a city of immigrants. We welcome newcomers with open arms. This made our city a beacon of freedom for people around the world. We're all about it. But we're seeing a marked increase in the number of asylum seekers arriving from Latin America and other regions. Yeah, you are, as they are down south. He said, in some instances, families arriving on buses sent by Texas and Arizona governments. Others being sent by the federal government. He's acknowledging now the federal government's doing it. So, saying by law, we are responsible here in New York City to take care of them, but we're going to need to help. We need federal help. Bowser wants not just federal help. She wants the National Guard activated. Libs are always glad to show humanity and hospitality, but not in my backyard. I've told you that back when Trump was in office and they were complaining. They were down there on a daily basis, and all of the state-controlled media down there showing pictures of all the Democrats that would go down there to pose for pictures they could use in future campaigns. Look at these children being separated from their parents. And a lot of kids coming across now, we don't know if they are with that family group by birth or if they've been kidnapped or just been told to travel with this so it will look like you are a family and you have a better chance of getting in. They show all this humanity. And I said then, if you really care about it, especially you elites in California, which is a sanctuary state, lower the gate over your moat and let them onto your lawns. Let them camp out on your lawns. For that matter, take care of the homeless people the same way. You could put three families minimum into your garages and they'd have plenty of space and have a better accommodation than what they left. Have you seen any of them stepping forward doing that? No. Do you see any Mayor Bowser offering any room in her house? No. Do you see New York City Mayor Adams doing it? Nope. And you're not going to. because the hospitality is means that you should take care of them. So here's a question that got posed to Bowser at a news conference.
Can you update us on your efforts with the migrant buses that are coming from Texas and Arkansas that we see seemingly on an increasing basis down near Union Station?
Sure. So we are very focused, and we continue to be very focused on having the federal government do its part and take the lead in addressing what we see as a growing humanitarian crisis with people who are seeking asylum, coming across the country to get to their final destinations. And we're going to continue to pursue federal involvement. I've also asked the Secretary of the Army to deploy the D.C. National Guard to help lead that effort.
Wow. See? So they're going to really do something about helping illegals. What are you going to use the National Guard for? Well, it's not very clear, is it? She wouldn't send the National Guard down to the border to help Border Patrol agents control part of the border. These waves of illegal immigrants in D.C., like say maybe 4,000 at this point, already they're saying they're going to spike housing costs even higher for those who already live in D.C. 800-square-foot apartments in D.C. go for nearly $3,000 a month. That's an 800-square-foot apartment, $3,000 a month. Again, that's a big space if you're coming from the depths of despair and the Central Triangle countries. You're living in luxury in D.C. Open the door. Let them in. Oh, and don't forget, we also had to deal in this nation with a recession. Don't call it that. Don't call it that. Remember, and when we come back, Joe Biden will remind you, we're not going to see a recession.
USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We're not going to be in a recession, in my view. The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area. My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. And we'll see some coming down. But I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
Now, those are the remarks made by Joe Biden the other day before the report came out that, no, we're having a recession, which was always defined by economists, and even on Wikipedia, two quarters back-to-back of no growth, and not only stable but declining growth, the latest one showing down 0.9%. Now, that's small. It's small, but it still is, according to definition, a recession. But they are walking around this thing like, well, it's akin to saying you're not somewhat pregnant, maybe a little pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. And in fact, while they continue to dance around that, let me show you what's happening with an edit war that broke out on Wikipedia. More than 70 edits to that page defining recessions before Wikipedia locked the site down to keep anyone else from trying to make edits. Now, of course, it's leftist-dominated, Wikipedia. Keep that in mind. They did keep in the definition from the National Bureau of Economic Research, claiming a recession is, quote, a significant decline in economic activity spread across the market lasting more than a few months. Now, that doesn't say two quarters back to back. So there's a sidestep for them right there. The White House advisors, have repeatedly refused to define what it is, but they frequently repeat what I just told you. But in May, the chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors for Biden said typically economists date a recession as being at least two quarters of negative growth, which we haven't seen at that time in May because we had not completed two quarters. Now we have. So now they want to change the definition again. I got my morning slap in the face today from the New York Times. I have told you, I sign up for it. I say, send this to me in the morning. Slap me in the face. And here it is. Good morning, Larry. Slap in the face. The New York Times writer says the big question is not whether the U.S. is in a recession. See, let's not even discuss that. He says the good question is, will the economy soon worsen? I'd say, yeah, the way we're going, I would. Well, then he goes on now, talks about a vicious cycle. And he says, yeah, the latest GDP numbers show that the economy shrank in the past two quarters. But folks are arguing over that. So let's just kind of skip to the bigger deal that are we having a difficult time. He said it's hard for the Fed officials to get the balance right. And the people are talking about whether the economy is entering a recession. They're underlying questions. And then if it's deep, broad, or sustained, there's no single definition of recession. In other words, everything they can to convolute and muddy the water. Is it a deep recession? No. But as I said, are you pregnant or you're not? There is no little bit pregnant. In the meantime, a key measure of inflation showing prices soaring by more than expected in June. You can't deny that. And the latest on the inflation rate, 9.1%. That was for June. We don't have July numbers out yet. They want to make a big deal about the jobs, but the problem is they're forgetting that a lot of people are still living off the checks they've been sending for COVID relief, and a lot of people now working two jobs. So that's why unemployment looks low, because they're trying to keep up with the cost of everything. I'd mentioned earlier about how the Biden administration is quietly beginning to rebuild a section of the wall in Arizona. This came after Senator Mark Kelly, a Democrat in Arizona, called on President Biden to secure the border. One of my great listeners, Diane, had made note of it and sent word to me today. I'd seen it, but I'm glad she's watching. Says, looks like Kelly's concerned about his seat. Yeah, him and many other Democrats. James Carafano coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, we are streaming live at rumble.com. And my guest is James Carafano with the Heritage Foundation, a leading expert and national security and foreign policy challenges. James, is always glad to have you on board, sir.
Is this the Larry Connors?
It is. It is. Is this the James Carafano?
Yeah, it's the only better Connors was Chuck Connors.
I agree, yeah. Or Chuck Norris, but that's a different one, yeah. But I'm the rifleman also.
Yeah, so Chuck Connors was like Chuck Norris with a gun.
There we go. Hey, James, I don't like
these little kid of his.
Yeah. I don't like throwing a guest for a spin on a subject which we said we were going to discuss, but I know you can handle these. But I originally, and I still do want to talk about our military readiness based on a piece written by one of your colleagues, Thomas Spohr. But before we get to that, this word just coming out of China, and I hate to say it, that I would accept the Chinese word over our president and our administration, But the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that phone call yesterday, Biden claims later that he addressed genocide and forced labor while he was talking to the Chinese president. They are now saying, no, there was no such discussion. And that it, to claim that it was, is pure lies and false information. Your response to that?
Well, to be honest with you, obviously, and you know this is the, and you know this, Larry. I will never say anything to you that, no, and let's be honest. I don't know what happened on the call.
I don't either. But who do you believe?
You have a readout. Well, and you have a readout from both sides, and it is very, very unusual that that they would release a transcript, because you just don't do that. It definitely shows kind of where both sides are coming at from here. Here's what I can clearly tell you about the call, that this call was advantage China, right? China has actually been on its back heels on diplomacy. You know, COVID, a lot of people were angry. A lot of people were angry that China stood up for Russia during the war against Ukraine. And what they found, I think, in this issue and in President Biden is an opportunity to get back on the offensive on diplomacy and resume this what's so-called wolf warrior diplomacy. It's a reference to some very famous Chinese action films where it's like their Rambo runs around the world kicking the butt of Americans. And they sense weakness and confusion in the U.S. side, and they use that call to really press forward. So, for example, I'll give you an example. They said, you know, how did the speaker come is, you know, here's provocation on it. Here's the reality. It's not. Gingrich went there. Congressional officials have gone there before. Cabinet officials, former cabinet
officials. You're talking about Taiwan or China?
To Taiwan. So there's nothing escalatory about the U.S., about Pelosi going there. It's just a lie.
All right, well, let me break it down. But let me break that down. If our intel sources say this is just not a good time to do it, and I'm like you, I don't want the Chinese telling us where our Congress members and even Pelosi can go. I don't want that at all. But if they are truly advising this is not a good time, why go?
Well, that's nonsense.
Why do it in that sense?
Well, that's because it's not because if that's their advice, it's nonsense. That somehow, oh, if you go, the Chinese will see this as escalatory, dude. If you don't go, the Chinese see this as weakness.
Yeah.
The way the Chinese work is, dude. If you're afraid, then I'm just raising the bar. So this is nonsense that somehow don't go in with you. And this is the problem with Biden's response to the phone call, because he basically said, oh, you know, what he should have said was very simple. Hey, the one China policy is not your policy. It's the U.S. policy. It's our policy. You have no right at all to tell us how to interpret. So pound sand. And American officials have a perfect right to go to Taiwan. If you don't like it, tough. That's what he should have said. Here's what he did say. Well, let's talk about things where we all can get along, right? And he's lapsing back into exactly what Obama did, which is, well, we know we have to compete, but let's figure out how we can ameliorate competition and look for areas to cooperate. And so in the last 12 months, Biden has drifted right back to the old Obama position, which we know is a failure, and the Chinese sense that, and they're just playing him for that.
Oh, they can smell that. I mean, we stand well. Well,
right, exactly.
A member of the U.K. National Security Advisor is now warning of a sudden nuclear war with communist China. I mean, and then that brings us back to our issue about, and I don't, he has no real factual basis. He just says it's going to be closer to that than the Cold War time was with Russia. But that brings us back to our military readiness, and your one of your colleagues at the Heritage Foundation, Tom Spohr, wrote an excellent piece on the fact, basically, we're not ready.
So this gets exactly this ties in directly to this phone call and everything, and Biden's, you know, trying to talk Xi off the roof like it's some kind of hostage rescue thing. The Chinese and the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians all have this in common. They pay attention to what we do, not what we say. The reason why there's a war in Ukraine is Putin didn't believe that Europe would do anything and just let him flatten Ukraine. The reason why the Iranians are ridiculously demonstrable in demands of Iran, they don't think Biden will do anything. The Chinese think Biden is weak. And so to your point, they're not paying attention to what Biden is saying in the phone call and saying, oh, can't we work on climate change and blah, blah, blah. They're looking at what is America doing? And they look at this administration and they are
pummeling our military with this woke agenda, issues and all kinds of distractions and climate change and everything else, things that are distracting to the military, they are demonstrably bad for morale, they drain resources, and they demonstrate a willingness of this government not to focus on the primary purpose of the military, which is defend American interests, and to deter the Chinese. And so they see it as weakness.
Yeah, it's understandable. And again, Thomas Ford in that article pointed out that fiscal 2022, the worst year for U.S. military recruiting since the all-volunteer service started in 1973. Who wants to go into the military now, especially if you're really going to be spending most of your time in woke classes instead of learning how to fight for your country?
I think this is a really grave issue of concern. Yes. It's not just, oh, we want everybody to be woke and change their pronouns and let gays in the military and have transgender people in service. And it's actions that are actually distracting from military readiness. And so for folks who don't know, they can look up Tom online or look up the paper at Heritage. Tom Spohr is a retired three-star general.
Yes.
He is the highest-ranking officer in the history of the Chemical Corps. He was the deputy commander in Iraq, responsible for bringing, unlike Afghanistan where we went away and left everything, responsible for bringing American military equipment back for Iraq. He is a combat veteran, and he has probably over 30 years of military service. This is a guy who has spent his entire adult life committed to the love of the U.S. Army and the armed forces. And so when he says this is not some political hack, this is not somebody trying to score points.
No.
This is a person who loves and cherishes the military, the values of selfless service to the nation, and the importance of providing for the common defense. So when he says this stuff, dude, this is from the heart and from the brain. This is not about politics.
No, this is an army man, a patriot. I've had him on before, and you're right. He's not playing politics. He's trying to give you the reality. Now, let me try to get one other issue in front of you. The Biden administration offering to release a convicted arms dealer in exchange for WNBA champ player Griner and American Whelan.
Right.
Now, my point has been, Whelan, thank God, is being included. He's been in prison six plus years for false espionage charges.
Right.
She's been there maybe 6 months max for bringing drugs in illegally. But they couldn't just get Griner out, which all the progressives are pushing for, and say about her. So they threw Whelan in. Do you buy that? Am I right on that? And secondly, is it the deal that should be made for a guy that's apparently a terrorist throughout the world?
No. Two things. And first of all, the incredibly embarrassing thing is the U.S. leaks the deal, and they don't even have a guarantee from the Russians that there's a yes. So there's nothing from the Russians to come back and saying, well, we want more. Here's the problem with this deal, right? It's, and no offense against, look, first of all, I feel for Whelan, for these are American citizens.
Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
Right. It's like you traded a Ty Cobb baseball card for, some guy that played second baseman for the White Sox for a month. That's not how you make it, because all you do then is you crank up the value of hostages and encourage more hostages.
Yes.
We should have pressured them into making a deal that's a good deal. Instead, we were lazy and we just gave them the farm, and that's just going to encourage worse behavior in the future. So it looks just like the call with China. It makes Biden look weak.
James Garofano, Heritage Foundation, as always, thank you, James. Thank you very much. He's great. And since he mentioned baseball, that's going to bring us to last night. The Republicans had their annual game against the Democrats. Republicans won 10-0, second game back-to-back. But what do you hear what happened?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, Streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
Larry Connors, USA.
Republicans winning the annual congressional baseball game for the second year in a row, shutting out Democrats 10-0 in the Summer Classic. It was quite an evening. Louisiana Congressman and House GOP whip Steve Scalise batted leadoff in the fourth straight game. This year also marked 5 years since he survived a shooting at a practice game. An ever more special moment for you to be at that game last night, Congressman. Welcome to you, and congrats on the big win. And how did it feel?
Thanks, Sandra. It feels great to win. I think this is a harbinger for what's to come in November, too.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's quite a forecast based on what happened last night. We're trying to figure out what happened with the Democratic rep from California. She walked back to the dugout. She flipped the bird to members of your party. Was something said to her when she did that?
I don't know, but look, they've been frustrated with themselves for a year and a half. They've been kind of doing that metaphorically to the American people with horrible policies.
Now that, he's correct. That's House Minority Whip Scalise captaining his baseball team for the GOP last night against the Democrats and winning 10-0. Now, the congresswoman who was got on base, but was replaced by someone else from the Democrat team they thought could run a lot faster. And no disrespect to the congresswoman and her weight or maybe health issues that are contributing. I don't know her history beyond that, but she does not look like she would be very fast. So they want someone really fast. That's common. That's common for any baseball manager. You get a guy out that's, you know, they're good, they get a hit, but then you're going to need someone else to run the bases and try to get as many bases as you can. So I'm taking it that she was replaced simply for that reason. But as she walked past the GOP bench, she clearly and defiantly gave the GOP members of Congress the number one sign. Is that what it was? She's saying she was number one? Not the way it was given. No, I don't think it was. It was that middle digit, and normally that means something other than I'm number one or even you're number one. It means you. Boy, you talk about class. But maybe, again, as the congressman was saying, they've been giving Americans that middle finger since Biden took office, and even Democrats are getting upset with it. There are more and more cries from Democrats and Democrat publications and news sources that are suggesting that, you know, Biden needs to go away. Of course, they don't have anybody really in the wings to step forward. They really don't want Kamala Harris. They've seen how she performs when she is out there, and it's not good. Her performance does not get a 888 rating either. She is just not getting anything positive. And I think you can tell just how deep this goes when suddenly today CNN and NNN is recognizing we need to report on that Hunter laptop, and maybe there needs to be a closer investigation. They are just now doing it, this deep into the Biden term, which tells me that in the mechanization, certainly not the ethical side of CNN, someone has put the word in their ear that, hey, if you get on board and start saying the Hunter laptop thing is a big story, it's going to put more pressure on Joe, and it's going to be very difficult for him to even consider running in 2024 if he lasts that long. And I don't wish the man ill health, But the fact being that the Democrats are worried about who we're going to have. And if you've got the state-controlled media, the New York Times had already acknowledged this laptop exists, but this was 12, 13 months after the election. And now we're at 18 months or so since the election, or maybe not quite that many. And now CNN is suddenly recognizing this might be a story. Every time something like that comes up, it puts more pressure on Hunter Biden and Papa Joe and raises the question, do we have a man in the White House that is being held hostage to foreign leaders of China and or Russia because of blackmail information they have on him and his son? And Joe Biden has to be worried every day, is somebody in China or Russia going to leak out something that might be extremely, not just damaging, but criminal? We're going to spend more time on that in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. We're going to do that. We're going to spend more time also on, is it a recession or not? Do you really care? Whether you know how to spell recession, does it make a difference? The bottom line is your family better off now than when Biden came into office and when Trump was in office? Is your family better off? Are you buying things cheaper? Sure, the gas price is coming down, but it's still $1.50 or more than what it was when Trump left office. Coming up, second hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.